Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy. We've got a chance for a stray shower and a high 80, maybe 82 degrees. Still humid outside, 90s or better. Kenosha right now, the temperature 72. It's 74 in Burlington, 74 Milwaukee, 73 in Racine. Summers Fire Rescue dispatched after 7 o'clock this morning. There was an injury accident reported on Highway S, Washington Road, west of Highway EA. The first reports from the scene indicated three different levels of injury, one that needed flight for life to come get the victim at Kenosha Regional Airport. Then after that came word that a second helicopter was needed to pick up a victim at St. Catherine's Medical Center. Still do not have any details on what occurred specifically on that accident on Highway S, west of Highway EA in Kenosha County. Yesterday afternoon, Summers Fire Rescue personnel called out to Petrifying Springs Park. The report was a bicyclist was down in the woods after hitting a tree. Squads and the Sheriff's Department were dispatched to the entrance for the golf course. A 23-year-old male suffering the initial reports described it as a serious shoulder injury. Responders, their problem was just getting to the victim. It was an ATV that was necessary for that. Deputies had to remove some barriers that normally keep vehicles off the track and the path there. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee agenda for 5 o'clock this evening. That's a meeting at City Hall. There's an authorization request to accept a monetary gift from the estate of Nicholas Willing. The gift is to purchase and maintain automated external defibrillators in public municipal facilities around the city. Now, cardiac emergency response is a critical issue for saving lives. Adam Fritch is a paramedic, owns Advanced Professional Healthcare Education out of Delafield. Says considering how many people spend about a third of their lives at work, learning how to administer CPR there or use an AED, that ought to be part of a company's policy book.
The reality with the AED is you can't hurt a person with it. If you put it on a person and they don't need the shock, the AED will tell you not to deliver the shock. Whereas if it does tell you to shock, that person must be having a cardiac emergency and must need that shock.
The American Heart Association says there are some 10,000 cardiac emergencies in the workplace every year. Most employers, though, not set up to offer assistance. A Milwaukee woman arrested, taken to the Kenosha County Jail Sunday for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, her first offense. With her, though, her 3-year-old child in the back seat. The youngster turned over to Child Protective Services. State troopers stopped the vehicle for an unsafe lane deviation along the interstate near Highway 142. A news release says the trooper heard the woman slur her speech and detected the odor of intoxicants. 34-year-old Terry Traylor taken for a blood test to St. Catherine's Medical Center and then to jail after the immediate needs of her child were covered. Pleasant Prairie Police this morning aiding Kenosha Police in stopping a vehicle that appeared to be connected to one successful and one attempted phone store burglary, and from which it may be learned that at least a few of the suspects have connections to other crimes in other states. As Kenosha officers were at the scene of the successful break-in from which numerous items were taken, an alarm sounded with another phone store. That site, only an attempt though, according to the initial reports, a rock involved. The vehicle description that came out of all this, well, it led to that vehicle, or at least something looking like it, being stopped by a Pleasant Prairie officer on Highway 50. 4 arrests made, records checks going out to the state of Ohio, as well as having communication about possible crimes in Missouri. In Kenosha, the city is still looking to demolish the former Dairyland Greyhound dog track site. Eventually, it's going to make the property available for industrial uses. One past use in the area was a landfill. Now, that could be an issue. The village of Summers has to get involved, according to City Administrator Frank Pacetti.
There's some environmental contamination in and around the pond that we think originated from this landfill that was operated in the 50s and 60s. And so we've just got it. It's not extensive by any means, but it is in the area of the pond. So obviously the DNR wants to see it remediated.
The landfill operated for years by Summers. While now it's in the city, the village could be partly liable, he says, for cleanup costs. And work was scheduled to start today on the intersection of Highway 36 and Racine County Highway Y in Norway to improve the safety of that intersection, aligning the left turn lanes in both directions, also installing more visible traffic signals. It's a $740,000 project scheduled for completion by late fall. City of Racine is going to start semi-automated solid waste collection by carts only September the 18th. The hope is to also change decades-old habits of people just throwing things out in bulk that they don't need or want. The goal, to try to increase the availability of space in the Kestrel Hawk landfill, now estimated at less than 7 years. There was a recent discussion by the alderman about waste collection, and Public Works Director Mark Yellen said that there could be a program that partners up with organizations around the community in need of many of the items that people are throwing away and won't be picked up with the carts come September.
We're not sure we're going to go this route or not, but, you know, you've got like a table and chairs you no longer need. Put it on the website. Maybe somebody wants it for free. Okay, well, you could post that stuff. There's a lot of things that we can do.
He noted that mattresses have become an issue left at the curb by people, believing neither somebody's going to come along and take them or the city will, so recycling might even be an answer to that. Ask and Ye Shall Receive might qualify for how the Burlington Common Council recently approved donating some old playground equipment that was about to be removed at DeVore Park to Grace Church. And they're going to take it and take it apart, then move it over to their new site, and then they're going to reassemble it for their use. City Administrator Karina Walters explaining it's a worthy donation and it saves them some work.
The city was going to be responsible as part of the overall pool project to take it down and dispose of it. However, if we do have a church that is willing to perhaps utilize the playground, that is something for the council to decide.
Meanwhile, she said the only immediate question involved being fair to all the other churches that might have a similar interest. Alderman Ruth Dowidziak somewhat offering the sentiment of her colleagues by noting, staff has enough to do post-flood response, so let the church have the playground equipment. Coming up in a couple of weeks, it's the start of another school year in southeast Wisconsin. Now, that can trigger some anxiety among especially younger students, for which there are things that you, as a parent or a guardian, can do to try to help minimize them. Dr. Marcia Slattery heads up the UW Health Anxiety Disorder Program, says you're likely going to notice younger school-aged children becoming more irritable as the onset of school approaches.
I think one of the biggest mistakes we often want to make is saying, don't worry about it. It's nothing to worry about. It's going to be fine. That, in essence, is telling the kid, well, you're not really listening and you don't want to hear about it, and they'll stop talking about it.
Slattery adds that it's important to listen to and respond to a child's questions about the upcoming school year. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary, and CEO Mark Hogan will be joining other officials tomorrow, visiting a dozen communities, celebrating the success of the Wisconsin Main Street and Connect Communities programs, the latter which now includes Kenosha. Though Kenosha is not one of the 12 stops listed for that gathering tomorrow. The Wisconsin Main Street program was launched in 1987. Meanwhile, Kenosha and five others now make 61 in the Connect Communities program. And you've probably heard that now Speaker Paul Ryan's got a town hall meeting coming up at 8 o'clock tonight inside the Racine Theater Guild to be broadcast live on CNN. The Janesville Republican to take questions from select 1st District constituents. Billed as his first town hall or listening session open to the public since October of 2015. He has held other events, including conference calls on the phone. The event tonight, though, allowing the speaker's recent unannounced tour of the district, he's going to be talking about, off of that, the need for tax reform.
My suspicion is he wants to talk about the tax reform proposals that we're expecting Republicans in the Congress to roll out in the next few weeks, and that this will give him a platform to shift the focus away from health care and towards things that he would rather talk about.
That's Professor of Political Science Charles Franklin at Marquette. Meanwhile, a number of progressive organizations have planned protests outside the Theater Guild. Groups concerned about the future of the Affordable Care Act, those calling for Congressman Ryan to condemn the president and his reaction to the Charlottesville, Virginia situation. Also supporters of Democratic candidate Randy Bryce. They're still trying to get him equal airtime from CNN, which is expected to cover the town hall after the president addresses the nation on strategy in Afghanistan. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.